You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and what a fantastic song to lead us into this morning.
Well, we've got a lot of clouds moving in downtown now, and saw just a ray of sunshine, but I think the clouds are going to be taking over at least at times today, and we've got some chances for some rain along the way late this afternoon and maybe some thunderstorms tonight, some strong to severe thunderstorms. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist, in about 15 minutes and get the latest. Could be really strong tonight.
That ray of sunlight you saw.
Yeah. What was that?
That was the look on the leaf blower's face.
Well, they're out there.
Very optimistic getting that job done.
Well, they do a great job because I don't see any leaves out there at all. Because every day they're out there. If they're one or two leaves, they're after them.
That's the cleanest street in the world.
State Street, right downtown.
It truly is.
Well, the Mifflin Street Block Party was happening over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, I drove down here on Saturday.
Oh man, what a nightmare.
Don't ever do that.
No, don't. There are a million people out.
They don't let you drive on any of the side streets. They have it all blocked off.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was a nightmare. Yeah. All right. Shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that. All right. Let's talk about the arrest of the judge in Milwaukee, which just hit the fan nationwide. Everybody's picking up on this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because the Trump administration is going after the judicial branch. They're threatening judges all over the place, and this is their one big opportunity to go after a judge in Milwaukee. And this could be a trumped-up charge on her, no pun intended, but I was tuning around the AM dial, and I ran across an afternoon rerun, I think, of Dan O'Donnell's show. He's on like at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning in Milwaukee. Mm. And he was taking all the credit for noticing what Judge Hannah Dugan had done with an immigrant in her courtroom. Mm-hmm. And he had discovered it. It was his news story. And he even thanked the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for giving him credit for.
Okay.
And I'm bringing it up only because this is how it starts. One of these Republican talking disc jockeys out there bring up the subject matter, and then it gets blown completely out of proportion. It gets picked up nationally. And then, of course, the Trump administration found out about it, sent Pam Bondi, AG, into the area and scooped her up in public, perp walked in public.
Yeah,
it has to be like that. That's a big showbiz thing for them.
Photo op.
So thank you, Dan O'Donnell, for you discovering that egregious behavior by a judge. All right, so there's a lot of different points of view on this. I saw one recently from some attorney on TV, and they said that it's based on what she said to the immigrant that appeared in her courtroom in order to leave the courtroom.
Mm.
See, Hannah Dugan knew that ICE was outside.
Okay.
So she directed this immigrant after his court case to leave out the side door through a back hallway.
Okay.
Now, it depends on how she phrased it. Now, did she block ICE? Did she lie about it? This is the analysis from Brian Krastenstein. He reported this. Here's why Judge Dugan, her arrest is a complete joke. DHS ICE only had an administrative warrant, not a criminal judicial warrant. Administrative warrants don't authorize agents to bust into private spaces like a courtroom without consent.
Hmm.
At the time in question, the man was inside a private courtroom, not wandering the public halls.
Okay.
Quietly telling someone, take the jury door instead, isn't a crime unless you lie, threaten, or physically block agents. The affidavit makes no claim that Judge Dugan had done any of those things. According to the government's own documents, after the hearing ended, Judge Dugan allegedly pointed Flores Ruiz, the immigrant, mm-hmm. and his lawyer toward a non-public jury door, a back exit used by staff and jurors. That's it. That's mm-hmm. what she did. That's the case. No lies, no threats, no physical obstruction, no crime. That's his mm-hmm. analysis of it. Mm-hmm. Now, Governor Evers, over the weekend, I guess, released a memo helping state employees deal with ICE agents. And this is a web wonder. I don't know where he got this. I tried to research this. I couldn't find this story anyplace. But this guy came up with it, and here it is. This is cut 255. You got that? All right. Let's listen to this.
We have some breaking news right now. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has instructed state employees to limit cooperation with ICE officials. Folks, this is significant, and this comes one day after FBI agents arrested a Wisconsin judge over allegedly obstructing an ICE arrest. So this is the memo that was sent out from the state of Wisconsin Department of Administration to state employees, instructing them mm-hmm. about how to act if state employees encounter ICE or other federal agents at their workplace. You can read the full memo here, but it's also online. There are serious concerns after this judge was arrested, both in Wisconsin and across the country, about ICE agents interrupting official state business. And while now Governor Evers, who is a Democrat, is stepping up to ensure that ICE does not dictate what happens within the state of Wisconsin. It'll be curious to see whether or not other states follow suit.
That's right. So that is what took place. I haven't been able to find that story anyplace, but that supposedly is what happened. Mm-hmm. All right. So
I know Maggie Dawn has some comments on this the other day.
Too. Yeah, she looked at the whole thing. You mentioned that she is a friend.
Yeah, she knows
Hannah Dugan.
She's been before that judge.
Yeah, Maggie worked in Milwaukee County. Still, I think works in Milwaukee County, doing, I'm not sure in what capacity, her lawyer stuff. But she's worked there for decades at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows Hannah Dugan, has worked with her before, and she was one of the first people to find out, and she told us about the news. I was recording an interview with her on Friday when the news broke.
Mm-hmm.
This is such an extreme act.
Yeah.
The Republicans love this. The MAGAs love this, and this is their big talking point now. You know, the judges ought to be arrested, put in jail. I guess they're throwing around like Hannah Dugan committing at least two felonies. And, it's crazy. The right wing has really picked up on this, and we'll see what happens. Don't wait for the day in court. Get the mileage you can now.
Yeah.
Right? Accuse her of everything and then backtrack.
Yeah.
All right, and then be proven wrong. That's how it always happens on the right anyway. They live in opposite day every day on that side of the aisle.
That's the way it seems anyway.
Yeah.
14 past the hour. Phone lines are open if you'd like to comment on that. 608-879-8255. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened up in 1958, they're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side or West Side, or just go to verlo.com for more.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mark waiting. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Why didn't ICE, if they're going to detain this guy, say coordinate with the court, coordinate with the judge's staff and say that we're going to detain this guy, but we understand you have a court proceeding. So let her complete that court proceeding and then do what they needed to do, because this court proceeding has now been delayed. And as far as I'm concerned, the state of Wisconsin has its first crack at this guy because he's, accused of apparently some battery charge, apparently, that the state of Wisconsin should have got its chance to have this guy have his court proceeding, and then ICE could detain him rather than sending in the flying squad in there to interrupt with the state of Wisconsin's first crack at this guy, to administer justice. I mean, that it is just ridiculous that they did this. They could have coordinated all this, and for all I know, that they wanted to embarrass, they want to come up with some embarrassing incident, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And
that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's just deeply disturbing, and shows that the lack of thought that went into this whole detention process, because it is just you need five guys to arrest one guy. I mean, I don't get that.
I know. But none of this is legal. None of this should be happening, because we really don't have an emergency in this country. We don't have
it. Right. Yeah.
And if we had stopped this originally and had some court case that challenged it and eventually won by the people challenging it, we wouldn't be going through this mess. And I don't know why we're allowed to let all these things happen, slip by.
And Donald Trump wears a blue suit to the Pope's funeral rather than black like everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that he fell asleep and his jaw was wide open while he was sleeping there in front.
And he wasn't supposed to be sitting in the front row, but he demanded to sit in the front row.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
So everybody could see him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with Melania. And right. Then, of course, he texted a few things. He wasn't even paying attention. He was texting.
Unbelievable.
And then he fell asleep.
Yeah.
And his mouth wide open, sleeping in the front row.
Yeah.
We all knew he was going to embarrass himself and us, and we really shouldn't be surprised.
No.
Right.
Thanks,
I know.
Guys.
Mark, thank you for that call.
I know. You just,
you just throw up your hands.
You just can't imagine how this is happening.
Okay.
I don't think the MAGAs get the whole point of this. It's due process. That's the whole thing. I mean, they've sent
deportation.
Another big story we were going to get to here, and I'll just bring it up now a little bit anyway. The three children, American citizens, sent away, taken out of the country, deported. Now, and one, I think one or two of them had health problems, dangerous health problems, one cancer. So
unbelievable.
There has to be some day in court, due process, find out what's going on. These kids at least could have been taken care of in some way, shape, or form, custody, give the parents some peace of mind working through that. But instead, they scooped up one mom who had a 3-month-old baby and sent her to Cuba.
Just outrageous.
And Cuba does not allow any flights into this country.
Mm.
So she's not coming back.
Yeah. The Biden administration did deportations. Obama's administration did deportations. But they did it with due process.
That's the thing. And my mega friend in Milwaukee sent me this video. Oh, and it was from a Fox News host saying, well, what? He did all of this.
Yeah,
Obama did all these deportations. What's the difference? Well, maybe you should look it up.
due process.
This would be an easy thing to find out. Yeah. It was due process, a day in court.
It's 19 past the hour. Coming up next, we're going to get an update on the weather. We could be in for some severe weather later on this evening and late tonight as well. We'll get the update from WMDX meteorologists Brittany Merlot on John and Gordy.
You've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing it. Baby, come do your thing.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good foot. Got to get off on the good foot this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
Right. Yeah. Now we're seeing sunshine again.
Yeah. What the heck is going on
State
here?
Street.
You're just singing the blues, you know? A little too soon, my friend.
Right. Well, but the clouds are eventually going to take over and maybe some stormy weather.
You still have to be right? Oh, yeah, the clouds will be at.
Well, let's check in with our professional meteorologist. To get the real word on what's happening here. Our chief meteorologist for WMDX, Brittany Merlot. She knows what's going on.
Yes.
But hey guys. There's some thunderstorms near you in Wausau this morning, right?
Yes, they woke us up in northern Wisconsin. They've been rolling through about 5 o'clock this morning. It started and it has not stopped. Oh. Got a lot of cloud to ground lightning, big thunder rolling through, but that's about it besides some heavy downpours. I mean, we have the chance for hail, but we haven't had it yet. Mm-hmm. But you can just tell today, something's in the atmosphere. It's got an eerie vibe to it this morning. I mean, we had I don't know about you, but I had a red sunrise.
Yeah.
Mm.
Legend has it.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yes.
Red sky in the morning. Sailors take warning.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. And say the rest of the phrase. There's more, right?
There is?
I don't know it. Do you know it?
Is it green sky at night, sailor's delight, I think? I could be wrong about that.
Right.
There was only a source.
I think there's a lot
to
of sexual innuendo in that. What are you bringing up here? What are you, drunk?
Okay. Let's get back on track here. So, there's going to be a lot of heat and humidity. Like the temperatures are really going to jump up this afternoon, right?
Yeah. So you're going to hit about 80 degrees in Madison. And your points, John, you'll love this one, is going to be. 65 degrees. So that's muggy.
That is
that's humid.
Awful.
That's sticky.
Yeah.
I agree. And all of that, of course, is the perfect mixture. So we've had the warm front lift in. We're going to get hot, humid, unstable. And then we've got a cold front that wants to sweep through tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's going to do a couple of things. First, with the heat of the day, those storms could spark up probably around 5 or 6 o'clock, a little bit off to the west. And then I think those are going to be rolling towards you around 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to get a first round around 6 or 7. And some of those definitely could be severe. Mm-hmm. I think those have the potential for strong tornadoes, maybe EF2 or higher.
Wow.
Which could rip roofs off, shift foundation.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're talking about some strong, intense storms tonight. So I'd stay weather savvy from at least 5 p.m. through maybe 1 a.m. or so. I know that's through the overnight hours, but as the cold front actually moves through, I think we're going to get another wave of storms later tonight, maybe around midnight. And that is going to probably have 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts as the line comes through, probably hail with it. And we could also see more tornadoes embedded, hidden in that line, rain-wrapped, surprising us as it moves in like 50 miles an hour. So
okay,
you
sufficiently scared the daylights out of us.
I'm sorry. I hate this job. But
do I have to take the gazebo down again?
That's
you
right.
You're going to
your damn gazebo.
She wants. Yeah.
Right, here I'm thinking we're going to have to break out the cots in the basement, and you're worried about your damn gazebo.
Spent a lot of time in that gazebo and paid a lot of money for it.
Maybe you should take shelter in the gazebo.
No.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, Brittany. Well, we've been sufficiently warned, and you know, thanks for the update. And, boy, we'll just keep a real close eye on things.
I'm scared now.
Well,
please
do. Make sure
just
you got a weather radio.
Don't be scared. I got it right here.
You got
the radio ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, weather radios.
Yeah, and, you know, most of your cell phones will give you warnings and
definitely.
That,
so. I get it on my Samsung watch, the official weather watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Fancy. Brittany? Hey, it works, though. That's all that matters.
That's right.
You guys stay safe, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Brittany.
I was wondering, do you have a little extra time, Brittany?
I do.
Okay. All right. Because we have something very special here at the WMDX studios. It is the official WMDX weather window.
Oh,
we have a weather window.
Yeah,
it's easily accessible to us in the studio, and we've been spitballing, you know, how to market this damn thing. And I came up with it provides an accurate and easy way to see what the weather is like outside.
Yes.
From the comfort of any room in the house with a window.
Well, you're okay. You're supposed to stay away from the windows when there's
Okay,
but go ahead.
Here's yet another thing. It's never wrong. Okay. It's what you see is what you get. Right. Imagine no batteries to change, no downtime. And it's new and improved, by the way. Oh. It doesn't warp, it doesn't peel, and it doesn't fade over time like the old weather window.
There's more?
It works right out of the box.
Okay.
And there, by the way, we have an exclusive John Gordy feature. It has a touch and feel hot and cold temperature surface. It changes with the weather.
Okay.
And the WMDX weather window has a deluxe version. It comes in a rugged tempered glass for those on the go. Nice. And with that, you get a free set of John and Gordy's balls that bounce right off the WMDX weather window surface.
The stress balls.
Eh? Wow. Wow, that's strong.
It is strong.
I can't keep going with this.
Okay.
All right, we're spitballing.
Oh, my God. I'm dropping stuff over here. That's so funny, you guys.
Okay. All right, Brittany.
All right.
Yeah, we'll workshop that one.
Yes.
And we appreciate it.
If you have any ideas, let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, we'll do.
That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. Okay. Yeah, we do need to work on that one a little bit.
I can just hear the guy at the end, though, you know, with the John and Gordy balls bouncing off the window saying, wow, that's strong.
That's really, really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It is 7:29. Coming up right around the corner, we'll be talking with Amy Horak from David J. Frank.
Find out what we need to do around the yard.
That's right, with the horticultural report.
Absolutely.
That's coming up right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
Sounds like a fair trade-off.
Sure. It's very refreshing.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. We got a text here from Mark in the sack, and he writes, we don't need those stinking expensive Noah. We've got John and Gordy's weather window.
That's right.
Big thumbs up.
And again, we're seeing sunshine through the window at the moment. It's 7:36.
It's never wrong.
Well, that's correct. And we will be in for some rain and thunderstorms tonight, and could be strong or severe. So we'll keep you posted.
Well, we got another call.
Yeah, that's right. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment this morning. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
Morning. Well, Brittany explained it beautifully in the newscast without knowing. Mark brought it up. Mm-hmm. Soon she won't have the ability to scare us. We'll just be able to just ponder through this in the dark, so to speak. You know, what storm? Why do we need to know about a tornado that's
I know.
Half a mile away?
Right.
But there's something else that happened this weekend.
Yeah.
The Sunday talk shows.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Marco Rubio now, I didn't realize this. Maybe you guys had heard this, but apparently Justin Trudeau asked to be annexed because, you know, he said, we really can't compete with you on the if we change the tariff situation. And according to Rubio, that's what Trudeau said before he left office to Trump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sure.
How much more delusional does this guy have?
That sounds nuts.
Sure he did.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so, you know, they're in such a desperate way. But also, more on that, looks like Nissan is going to close some plants, and also one of them, other ones, is talking about American plants in Indiana, Mississippi, Subaru, and Nissan both.
Wow, I did not hear that. Yeah.
That'll help the job situations, won't it?
Yeah, that was such a good idea doing the tariffs. And, you know, I love, I think it's New York State is that, I believe the governor there is going to get rid of all the Tesla dealerships out there. You know, they were given an exemption to have dealerships for Tesla, and they're going to take the exemption away.
Because they're company owned, right? They're not like sort of franchised or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to have other dealerships, you know, other car manufacturer dealerships sell the Teslas as well. So, but anyway, they're going to get rid of the special dealerships, which, you know, aren't allowed in this state. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, there's more auto plants closing all over the place. There's, CNN is on a story here plants closing in Kokomo, Indiana, and a number of other places here.
This is not good.
Through it. No, it's not.
Well, thanks, Dick, for giving us a heads up on that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dick, thank you for that. A little bit later on here, we're expecting Amy Horak. She'll be here with the Horticultural Report from David J. Frank.
Yeah, you were doing yard work over the weekend or gardening.
I cleared out a whole side of the yard there and getting ready to. I need to know what to put in there.
John, has your entire sack of grass seed, has any of that started growing yet?
Nope. It got washed away. One of the strong rains.
Really?
She told us that would happen.
I know, and it happened. I didn't think it would. I was taking my chances, and I lost that one. I do want to mention this, though. This is devastating news. Tariffs could increase the price of coffee.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Throughout the entire Madison area, this is not good. Local roasters and shop owners are also concerned the tariffs could impact the coffee industry, from higher prices for raw green coffee to the menu prices.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Coffee.
Right over here.
This way.
Boy, I wish you...
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yes.
Who wants coffee?
I'll take some.
We sure want coffee. We're not going to be able to get it soon, though.
I know
it. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants
How expensive is it?
Well, I've noticed at some of the restaurants...
I think he's scalping as well.
Well, some of the menu prices are already jumping up quite a bit. But, you know, what are they going
to
do?
First for eggs, now for coffee.
Yeah.
Have either of you been to a restaurant where you had to, like, pay a surcharge for some kind of egg dish? A
surcharge?
No. Or,
I heard that some places were doing that where you had to pay extra if you were getting, like,
during
an
the
omelet
shortage.
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of the bird flu, it wasn't the president's fault. It wasn't Trump's fault. It wasn't anybody's fault.
No.
Except for
fault.
The bird flu. And, you know, I mean— Of course, we're going to blame Trump because he would have done the same for Biden. So we blame him for the high egg prices. But, you know, what goes around comes around, my friend. Laura Salinger Johnson, co-owner of JBC Coffee Roasters, says everybody's going to be impacted in some way, whether it be the coffee drinker whose coffee is going to be more expensive, or the coffee grower who is already fighting to sell coffee at a higher price just so they get paid better. So it affects everybody, you know, those free market coffee roasters as well.
Well, these tariffs are going to start really impacting.
Fair market.
Are really going to start impacting things in the next couple of weeks. They're saying the supply chains are, you know, we can tell prices are going to start jumping. So
there's also something, you know, earlier story, I didn't mention this, but they're making all these cuts throughout the government. And a lot of those cuts were rescinded by the courts, and a lot of people got their jobs back. But the big cut is coming this summer because everybody, all these government employees were offered buyouts. And a lot of people, a lot of the employees took the buyouts.
Yeah.
So if in fact the courts stop these people from being fired and we go with the buyouts, we're still going to lose a heck of a lot of people in the government who make it run smoothly for all of us out here in the hinterland. So that's the big thing that's going to hit in summer, and that will have a major impact on a lot of things that we take for granted.
Yeah, a lot of these things that Trump has been doing, it's all delayed effect. You know, we haven't really seen the biggest impacts yet, really, just except for the stock market.
Right.
Which is all over the place.
I mean, the thing here is, you know, they're getting rid of so many checks and balances.
Right.
You know, we have a free market kind of system, which really isn't a free market kind of system. They say it is. But we do have these administrative office buildings that oversee what's going on in their particular industry. Mm-hmm. And without them overseeing it, without them making sure that businesses toe the line from what government has demanded of them to do, then they could do anything they want. They can rip people off. I guess we're getting rid of the idea of examining chicken for salmonella.
Right.
We're
loosening regulations on that.
And there is no bottom now to that.
Well, and
if it has salmonella, fine, just send it out there. We don't care.
Well, and what about milk inspection, dairy products?
Yes, the dairy. Yes,
taking loosening restrictions on inspections of that.
Exactly. Yes. So you can't tell me that's not going to have a major effect somewhere down the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I tell you.
Let's see here. We've got.
Oh yeah, here's the story right here.
Okay.
USDA will not require poultry companies to limit salmonella in their products.
Okay.
That sounds worse than what I was describing.
It's even, yeah.
It's halting the Biden administration's effort to reduce food poisoning from contaminated meat. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh my God.
Maybe Trump will eat some of that salmonella contaminated
okay.
meat.
All right, I'll tell you what, I've got something here. Fareed Zakaria had an interesting comment about the national emergencies that mm-hmm. Trump has put into place. And we were talking about that. That's why they're scooping up all the immigrants out here.
Right.
Just doing whatever they want because it's a national emergency. Let's listen to this. This is cut 258.
Economic reset. He called it a national emergency. Similar. And now for the last look. This month, when President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on the world, he didn't just frame it as a smart economic reset, he called it a national emergency. Similarly, in January, Trump sought funding for securing the southern border by declaring a national emergency. And for a way to boost fossil fuel production, you guessed it, a national energy emergency. So far, Trump has declared 8 national emergencies in his first 100 days.
More than
any other president. Yes. That's according to the Brennan Center for Justice. The reason for this is clear.
Yeah.
Invoking an emergency has come to mean that the president can bypass Congress, intimidate courts, and run roughshod over normal procedures, even civil liberties. Unlike many other countries, the U.S. Constitution says nothing about how to declare or end an emergency. This has allowed presidents to organically assume a wide range of powers. This usually happened during wartime. As Deborah Perlstein, the director of Princeton's program in law and public policy, told GPS, these statutes were lying around like loaded weapons for a president who was not acting in good faith to use them. And in his second term, Donald Trump is pushing the boundaries of presidential power in a way that is well beyond what the Constitution envisioned. And yet, despite a distinct danger of creating a super presidency that would undermine America's democratic system, Congress and the courts have been largely acquiescent. When they wake up, it might be too late.
Ew. Well, that's
whoa. Okay.
I wanted to bring everybody down this morning.
Well, you certainly did.
We were having too much fun.
Boy. Yeah.
Whew.
A little reality there.
Reality check. Fareed mm-hmm. Zakaria
mm-hmm.
and another comment. Every once in a while, he comes out with some pretty good ones, you know.
It is 7:47. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened the doors in 1958, they are still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side. Or go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Have you signed up for the WMDX newsletter yet? You can go to WMDXradio.com, sign up for the newsletter, find out all what's going on behind the scenes and lots of events happening around Madison. Comes out every Thursday, goes right to your email.
We'll keep you up to date on the WMDX weather window.
There you go.
And the progress we're making with that.
I'm sure there'll be a
marketing.
That'll be part of the next newsletter.
Gordy, what happens to us if we don't reach our quota for WMDX newsletter signups? What are they going to do to us?
I don't know.
Are they going to throw us in jail? Are they going to deport us to El Salvador?
Nobody told me.
No one warned us.
Okay.
All right.
Go to WMDXradio.com. You'll find out.
You know, one of the interesting things is that you know, Trump never goes by polls.
He doesn't believe in polls.
And you know, because he's the king, he's the authoritarian.
He doesn't care.
It doesn't matter what the polls say.
Right.
Let's listen to AG Secretary Brooke Rollins, who is a major ass kisser herself. she can't tell the truth. If it kills her, let's listen to what she had to say about, those damn polls. Let's listen. 259, you got 259 up there? Now he does.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Sam.
I think the first and most important thing that is really relevant to today is this president has never, ever governed by poll.
That's right.
Never worried about this poll yesterday or that poll tomorrow.
Yep. We've got the highest poll numbers that I've ever had and that any Republican.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
What is this music?
No, this is plant music.
Plant music?
Plant
this
music.
I told you guys before, this is the lead track off of an album of music written for plants.
That's right. Plants, actually, if they're listening to this, they're going to like it a lot.
Yeah, they're going to grow better.
And I just want to mention, everybody, that we'll get to the polls that Trump doesn't pay attention to tomorrow.
Okay.
Very important story.
It is 7:53 and 55 degrees now. Maybe some storms late today and definitely tonight. Looks like we're going to get some very stormy weather.
Time to get this pre-emergence down.
Well, there you go. And Amy Horak joins us now from David J. Frank with the Horticultural Report. Good to see you again,
Amy. Man.
Good to see you guys today. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing okay.
So it is the pre-emergent time, isn't it?
It is definitely time for pre-emergence. So that is going to, a pre-emergent helps protect from weeds coming up before they emerge. So hence the pre-emergent name. Putting it down at this time, usually before a rain, is usually ideal. Otherwise, you'd usually have to water them into the soil so that the chemicals can start working and the plants can take them up. But that would be a really good thing to consider doing right now in the month of April and into early May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So tell your boss you're leaving a little early today to get that pre-emergent done before it rains.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a long. Come on.
Now, what about, is there anything else we should be aware of this time of year as we're getting into the heart of spring and warmer weather?
Yeah. So you can, along with pre-emergent, some of them are also like a fertilizer. So you can apply it to the entirety of the lawn, not just like to your gardening beds to help do weed control. So you can do that. And you can also start lawn herbicide applications as well if you want to start spot treating. I've definitely already noticed in a couple different lawns and just even at home, the large thistle plants that come up. So those are really great to step on.
Yeah.
Not really. So if you have pets or children in the yard, maybe going around and just scouting those types of things out, maybe doing some preventative weed removal of that nature. A lot of dandelions already coming up as well.
Yeah.
Some people love them. Some people hate them.
Yeah.
So
what's the deal? What should we think about this? Because there are two, some people love them.
There are some extremes to that. Some people are, it's the worst nuisance they've ever seen in their life. And other people, it's like, well, it's just a cute little flower. So
I
feel like it's kind of up to you. I mean, if you really want to go with the natural look, leave them alone. They're one of the first things that do pop up in the season. And, you know, bees and pollinators, that's a good early food source for them.
Yes.
Some people, you know, it's Wisconsin, it's a brewing state. So there are people that make dandelion wine.
Sure.
So there's a lot of uses for them. If you don't like them, but yeah. still want to use them in a different nature instead of spraying chemicals onto them, mm-hmm. You have some options. If you have children, dandelion crowns, you learn how to make them. They're fun for kids. So.
Oh, yes, yes. It's not like, you know, dandelions don't fertilize and seed other people's lawns or anything like
that. That's the other thing. So if you don't want them spreading, so yeah. maybe if you want to be a good neighbor and ask your neighbors, hey, are you already paying money to take care of your lawn and not have dandelions? Maybe try to figure that out. But
or maybe have your neighbor pay for your dandelion.
Or that too.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, that's an idea.
It's a weird area to kind of navigate, but
yeah,
leave or stay. I mean, it depends if you want that perfect green lawn or if you don't mind a couple little spots of flowers.
Let me ask you something here. You know, we're talking about herbicides, but what about bugs?
Bugs? Yeah, I don't want to scare people, but I've already seen mosquitoes out and about with this wet weather and this warmth we've gotten. So
seems early for
that. Yeah, it's early, but as soon as those temperatures hit the right threshold, those bugs are going.
Yeah.
So definitely do some insect scouting. You can, if you notice insects that are already starting to cluster, like things like tent caterpillars, it might be a little too early for them. But just noticing if there's feeding on any of the new leaves on your plants, definitely getting ahead of the game instead of just reacting to it once the problem is really bad. Because once they're there, it's going to be more of an uphill battle. But
so do a little insect monitoring? Is that what
monitoring. So kind of looking if there's nests, if you see really small, just looking at your plants and if you start seeing bugs on there. I know you can use some different like online resources like Google. If you have like the image search, you can kind of hold it up to the insect, snap a picture, and it can sometimes pull up like a pull up online what that bug just might be. So then you can more accurately treat for it and prevent for it.
John's getting on his phone right now looking for you have an insect monitor thing?
I don't have an insect monitor.
Well, you came over to my house.
To your house yesterday.
And he was trying to identify this one bush in my house. And he pulls out his phone.
It was like dead, and it only had a couple of blooms or leaves, and I thought it would identify with it, but it actually didn't identify what kind
some
of plant
sort of
it was.
Unknown plant.
Yeah, it was some kind of alien plant that came from outer space, and it's there. It's called Flora. Let's see. Flora Incognita.
Really?
No, it's
that
Flora
sounds like
Incognita.
A fake name.
That
sounds
incognito flower. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like an unknown plant.
See,
it says my observations. It has a little flower that you press, and then it scans the flower or the leaf, and it tells you what it is. But we couldn't identify the weird plant that Gordy has at his house.
I didn't put it there. It was there when I moved in. I don't know what it is, but it's all bushy and out of control.
Sounds like the plot to Little Shop of Horrors. You're not feeding it meat, are you, Gordy?
No.
I mean, they do make blood meal fertilizer, which is from the slaughterhouses. It's really high in nitrogen, but it is a type of organic fertilizer that is animal based, and it's just another way to get rid of
it. Is it
that
in powder form? Or
It'd be powder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Amy, we're just about out of time, but we appreciate you coming in with the Horticulture Report. If people want to find out more, they can go to a website,
davidjfrank.com.
Yeah, very good. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking with Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin. And we'll have a whole lot more.
Oh,
tomorrow.
We've got so much more.
Too
you wouldn't
much.
Believe
I can't
it.
Even go there. Okay. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a wonderful day. And watch out for the weather. We'll keep you updated.
See you later.
So long.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.